glasses and I'm not wearing them. Hold on. Matthew chapter 11 tonight. I'd like to read you a few verses and then go to a couple other places and hopefully be a help and encouragement to you tonight. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Sorry. "Take my you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you again for safety here. And Lord, as we look at these sweet, tender words from you, I pray that we'd find comfort and help and strength in them. Lord, I pray that as your word is so powerful that it touches our innermost spot of our heart, Lord, I pray that it would do it again tonight. God, that you'd be pleased and honored and truly be blessed by all that happens here tonight. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 starts with a word as an invitation, "Come." "Come unto me." And then we see who the invitation is given to: "All ye that labor and are heavy laden." So here Christ is expressing an invitation. He's calling out, if you will, to anybody. Anybody that fulfills this criteria, if you will, "Come unto me," he tells you where to go, "all ye that labor and are heavy laden." If anybody has any difficult work ahead of them or are burdened down, he says, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to come to me." He doesn't send them to the doctor. He doesn't send them to Facebook. He doesn't send them to... He says, "Come to me." No, I'm not saying if you don't have a medical condition, yes, go to the doctor. But this seems like there's something more here. Look at the words that he uses. "Labor." "All ye that labor." That's a hard work. It gives me that if I say labor versus work, which one's harder? Labor is harder. It's just the use of the word. It's a more strenuous, if you will, form of work. And then are heavy laden. What does that mean? You're carrying something. Remember when I used to do chimney work, we would have to mix up concrete all the time. And we wouldn't, because of the size of the jobs, we wouldn't get like truckloads of it. We would just buy it in 80-pound bags. But 80-pound bags carrying around after a while, well, one or two things happen. You either get a guy to do that or you get stronger. But those things are heavy. There were times when we were carrying 80-pound bags of stuff up a ladder up the roof. Those are heavy. You don't want to be doing that. You're heavy laden. And God says, "Hey, if you feel that way tonight," not 2,000 years ago, this invitation is still good. "Hey, if you feel heavy tonight, well, go home and bury your sorrows in a bottle." That's not what he says. Well, pretend that it doesn't happen. No, that's not what he says. He says, if this is where you find yourself, come to me. And I will take the burden, and I will take the thing that's so heavy for you, and look at the exchange, and I will give you rest. The words are very strong. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." No one wants that. But look at the exchange, and I'll give you rest. He goes on to say, as he continues the passage in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, when we yoke up, you understand what a yoke is. It's not like the yellow part of an egg. The yoke was a object, was a tool that would connect two animals together to make them work in tandem. You understand? It was a wooden, almost like an arch, and had some sort of strap, maybe metal, but they could use straps that would connect to either the shoulders or to the neck of these giant beasts. And instead of asking one ox to pull something, you could pair up maybe two or even three oxen together to do the job. And it would be pulling a plow through, doing something that you personally could not do. But look at this. Now, if you can imagine this, he says this, take my yoke upon you. He says, pair up with me. Hey, I want you to come here. I want you to link up. And then he says, and something that we, I think, miss in this passage, and learn of me, he says. We're going to pair up, and we're going to go through this thing, and you're going to come out knowing me better, he says. Because if I don't yoke up, I don't learn. And learn of me, he says. But that only happens when I yoke up. And why would I yoke up? Because there's something in my life that's heavy. And it's hard work. And the invitation still stands. Christ says, come unto me. And I'll give you rest. He says, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Do you see the exchange here from this heavy burden, this weight, this difficulty, to what we end up gaining? Rest. For my yoke, and look at these words now. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I don't know where everybody's at tonight, but this invitation still works right now. He doesn't say, come unto me, all those that are in Jerusalem. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He's able to give us comfort. Comfort to go through difficult things. He doesn't get us out of the difficult things. We go with Christ through the difficult thing. And what we learn is more about Christ. Because he's meek and lowly in heart, and he teaches us things throughout that process. But we still, you understand, when you pair up oxen, they don't stop working. They move forward. Christ does that. He takes us and he moves us forward. I would like to draw your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 for just a moment, and then we're going to jump over to Psalms. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. See, that's what we found there in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 through 30. Not that God took the heavy laden or the work away. He just says, we'll go through it together. He doesn't remove it from their life. But he gives us something in exchange. He gives us rest. He gives us peace. He makes it easier. He gives us what this says, comfort. For whosoever comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. He says, I'm helping you. Not only does this help you, as we saw in Matthew chapter 11, learn more about me, I am equipping you to then take that yoke and help somebody else. Not by getting out of it, but by going through it and experiencing the very comfort of God. For as the sufferings of Christ, look at this next word, abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. So as the labors and the heavy laden and the toil in the work as we move through. He says, although that those things abound, so does the comfort of Christ. Now we go to Psalms. Psalms tonight. Psalm chapter 23, in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say, I know these. Good. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Look at, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Here we see the connection between the shepherd and the sheep. The Lord being my shepherd is leading. Kind of similar to that Matthew chapter 11. As we're yoked up, we're going in the direction that Christ is going. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley, even at my lowest moment, it says that He's my comfort. Even when the burden is so heavy, I feel like I can't even move, He says, I'm your comfort. And if you pair up with me, He even uses the word easy. Even in the worst case scenario. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 5 and we'll finish here. Last night or a couple nights ago, we were an institute, and the Pharisees hire the Roman officials to go grab Christ. The officials come back and they're like, where's Jesus? And they're like, never a man spake like this man. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, He says. No one's ever talked like that before. No one can comfort us like God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into the mountain, and when He was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Does that sound nice, poor in spirit? No, poor is in, not that, like, monetarily, but an emptiness. Blessed are the poor in spirit, He says. What do they get? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Each time we're going to see a difficulty producing a blessing. Blessed are they that, what does it say in verse 4? Blessed are they that mourn. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Difficulties produce blessings. Say, how is that even possible? Because we yoke up with Christ at those times. And we learn about Him. I don't see anywhere in the Scriptures when Christ says, when you do this thing alone, you're going to experience any fraction of what we experience with Christ. When I go through the trials and the difficulties and the troubles and the things that weigh me down so heavy, what I see that is administered to me personally in my life is comfort and rest. And He makes it easy. And He makes it light. And I know Him better after. So maybe the thing that you're going through at the end, that difficulty, maybe as you plow on, maybe slowly, but even as you plow on, at the end, blessed are they that do mourn. That's hard. But they'll be comforted. At the end, I experience something that I never would have experienced had I not gone through that labor. Because I paired up with Christ through it. And now I'm blessed. Because I know Christ is my comforter. Let's all stand. Can I encourage you tonight that if you're heavy laden with something, don't try and plot on yourself. There's an invitation given in Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And He promises something. And I will give you rest. Lord, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for Your word. And never a man spake like this man. Lord, I'm thankful that You so know our frailties and You so know our shortcomings, and yet You turn them into blessings. Lord, we love You tonight. I love Your word. I'm thankful for it. Lord, help us to plod on. Keep moving forward for You, with You, that we would know more about You at the end. Lord, bless these dear saints. Lord, care so much for them, and You're doing something in their life, and I'm thankful. Lord, I ask You, watch over us all as we travel home. Keep us safe. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.